This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Well, it wasn't Penn and Teller or a really cool David Copperfield trick, or who's the guy out in Vegas that does all the dangerous stunts? But at some point, you think he's going to disappear. Chris Angel, that guy.
That guy.
No, it wasn't any of those. But the lawmakers in Springfield got a budget done, and Governor Rauner joins us now. It was sort of like a Chris Angel trick.
It was a very good step forward for the people of Illinois. First time a budget got done on time in I don't know how many years. And the first time in what folks have told me is about 15 years, we've got the most balanced budget that we've had in many, many years. So it's a good step in the right direction for the people of Illinois, done on a bipartisan compromise basis.
Now, here's the thing. Any great deal means everybody's not going to get everything they want. What did you give up?
Well, we didn't get the significant pension reform that we've been pushing for that actually passed the Senate. The Senate Democrats supported it, but the House Democrats wouldn't take it up.
So what a shock. Would that be that. Mike Madigan's house?
That would be the one and the same. We also didn't get much of the mandate relief that we need for our schools. Our schools have too many mandates, restrictions, and requirements on them. It drives up the cost and drives down the quality of the teacher's ability to do their profession well. We also didn't get the mandate relief we need for our local governments so we can lower our property taxes. We have all kinds of mandates restricting how many units of government we have and how government functions. We need the mandates off so we can lower the tax burden and grow the economy. We didn't get those things done.
What did the Democrats give up?
Well, we were able to get them to cut back $1.5 billion in extra spending that they wanted. That was a big deal. They wanted much more spending. We were able to get them to hold the line. That was a very big deal. And I applaud them for being willing to cut back and to do that. We also got them to agree on the pension reform that we did get. We did get some pension reform. We limited the spiking at the end of a career that raises pension costs. And we also got a COLA buyout system in place. It's going to save about almost $500 million. So I applaud the Democrats for going along with that pension reform. And I really applaud all the General Assembly for, again, supporting my focus on education. You know, since I became governor, we've added $1.4 billion every year to increase state support for schools. That is phenomenal. I want the best schools in America in every neighborhood. We also got the new education funding formula done last year, and now we're implementing it so we can have more equity, more fairness, more equality in the funding of the schools, so lower-income schools get more money. So these were historic improvements, and I'm very proud of that. Before I became governor, the General Assembly had cut state support for schools four times in the prior 10 years. So I applaud them and thank them for supporting the education improvements that I've been advocating.
I know Majority Leader Durkin, or I should say Minority Leader Durkin in the House, was a big part of this. Who do we need to also say worked harder on the Dem side?
Well, I would applaud many of the Democratic leaders. Clearly, Speaker Madigan and President Cullerton advocated and pushed to get a balanced budget on time, and I want to thank them for that work. I want to thank Senator Bill Brady, who's the minority leader in the Republican Senate side. He did a great job of finding compromises and helping lead the negotiations. I also do want to applaud many of the budgeteers, many Democratic caucus members, rank-and-file members of the General Assembly, spent long, long days, countless hours negotiating and kind of come up with solutions. And I want to thank them very much for their bipartisan work. And, two, I'm very proud of our team. You know, Hans Zygmunt is my director of management and budget. He and his staff did an outstanding job. And they were thanked by members of the General Assembly, which I appreciate, but I personally want to give them a shout-out. They did a fantastic job analyzing the numbers, coming up with solutions, and getting the job done. They did phenomenal work.
You know, I probably have a bad phone line. I almost think I heard, and I'm sure I was wrong, I heard you say that you wanted to thank Mike Madigan. I must have a bad phone line. Is that accurate?
It's accurate. I do thank the Speaker.
Okay.
He advocated to get a balanced budget done on time. and he pushed his caucus members on certain key points to compromise, and I thank him. I appreciate him for that.
Kristy McQuarrie writes in the Tribune today, she doesn't want to be a party pooper, but every party needs a pooper, and that's why you invited her. And she talks about some of the problems, including the fact that we're headed for a really poor position to be number one in, and that's leading the country again in fixed costs for state worker benefits that are choking the state to death. And by the way, we all agree, it's not the workers' fault. But at what point, and I've been screaming about this for 10 years on this station, at what point do the union leaders understand that you're protecting something that has the potential to go away, because we could be headed for 30% of state revenue being specifically spent on benefits for state workers? Nobody can survive that.
No, well, that's exactly right. This is what I have been striving to change since I became governor. We have a broken system. It's unaffordable, and it is unsustainable. Kristen McQuarrie is exactly right. And one of the big negatives in this budget, even though it's balanced through hard work, we do not budget any debt pay down. We've got to pay down our debt. We've also got to properly fund the pensions. The pensions are unaffordable, unsustainable in their current form. We needed more pension reform done. Didn't get all of it that we needed. We also have health care, health insurance costs for government employees that's astronomical. It's through the roof. We have a health plan for state employees that no one in the private sector gets. It's platinum coverage with bronze cost to the state employees. It's just not fair. And I advocated for changing that just the way Democrats did in Massachusetts, but we couldn't get our Democrats in the General Assembly to change the system. So we've got to keep striving to change. The system's broken and unfair. And we've just got to keep working for it.
I don't understand what the Republicans are doing in Washington. I don't understand what the Democrats are doing in Springfield, because exactly what are you protecting if you're helping break down the system on every level?
Well, no, that's right. Here's the bottom line, Steve. In Illinois, for many decades, our government spending has been growing dramatically faster than our economy. That's the fundamental problem. That causes deficits, and that causes tax hikes. We need to change. We need reform, healthcare reform, pension reforms, structural reform, consolidating government, so we can bring down the cost curve of government. And we need reform to make the Illinois economy more competitive, more attractive for job creators. We need regulatory relief. We need regulatory flexibility so we can compete with states that are booming, like Texas or Tennessee or Georgia or Florida or North Carolina. They're booming economically because their economies are much more attractive to business, to job creators. The regulations are much lower. Frankly, Indiana's booming. Indiana is much more regulatory friendly to business. They're taking our jobs as the number one state where our jobs are leaving. We need reform to grow the economy faster than our government spending. That's how we'll have long-term balanced budget.
And again, this is not about the rank-and-file workers. This is about your union leaders who may be choking you to death by not agreeing to some sort of compromise, not on your money, but on incoming benefits for new workers and a restructuring of the plan, whether it's a 401k or the Arizona model. There are ways to do this, but they don't happen overnight. The Arizona piece, as McQuarrie points out in her piece, took over a year of a public education campaign, and then the union leaders got on board. But it only happens, and this is why turnout is so important, it only happens if you let, in this case, your elected Democratic reps know you're not voting for them if they're willing to choke the state to death. So please educate yourself as much as you can. We'll post this McQuarrie piece because it's an easy read, and just spread the word on what's actually really going on. I got to ask a couple things about the governor's race, but let me play one of your new commercials. Stand by, Governor. Governor's rolling this out today.
How about this one? God, if I knew for sure I wasn't running again.
Yeah.
How about Reverend Wright?
Oh, my God.
How about sitting Reverend Wright there? I bet you he'd take it.
Hilarious.
Huh? Would that be funny?
Hilarious.
Yeah. Right there on the Senate floor, it's not God bless America. God America.
America.
It's not God bless America. It's God
America.
America.
That's Rod Blagojevich and J.B. Pritzker yucking it up over the idea of Reverend Wright getting the Barack Obama Senate seat, one of the new commercials from the Rauner campaign for governor. There's a number of these that you're running. Is this going to be Battle of the Billionaires, or you guys just beat each other over the heads with money?
Well, the truth about Pritzker has got to be known by the people of Illinois. Pritzker is a corrupt insider. He's been part of the problem in Springfield for many, many years. He was tight with Blagojevich. He's tight with Madigan. He funded each of them in their political shenanigans. And Pritzker, unfortunately, is a tax dodger, to use a nice term for it. Inherited billions, hides the money in the Bahamas so he doesn't pay his proper income taxes, has used Madigan's law firm to cheat his property taxes in Chicago, ripped toilets out of his mansion so he doesn't pay the proper property taxes on his homes in Chicago. He's a corrupt, self-dealing insider. He's part of the problem, and we've got to get the truth about him known.
The idea of Rod Blagojevich getting a commutation of his sentence is been floated out there by the president, and it's certainly in play. What are your thoughts on that?
I'll say that, you know, that many judges, many legal experts, attorneys have studied the case, reviewed the facts. They've all come to the conclusion that Blagojevich is exactly where he deserves to be, and he should stay right where he's at. You know, I don't know Blagojevich. I've never even spoken to him on the phone, but I think members of the media ought to ask somebody who has talked to him on the phone and see what they have to say.
Well, I can tell you now, I've spoken to him many times, and when he was governor, he provided regular access. But the untold damage that he has done to this state is only beginning to be felt. And
let's
not forget that he tried to exploit a children's hospital, amongst the other things. But anyway, Governor, listen, I appreciate the access. And since you're pushing on education, as you usually do, the mayor's doing the same thing. Let's get you two together and let's work this out. Let's kumbaya this thing. I'll be the mediator.
That's good. I was just with the mayor. We are going to be celebrating the new Discovery Partners Institute and the Illinois Innovation Network. We're helping the University of Illinois expand its engineering and technology school to grow more tech jobs in Champaign and Chicago and Rockford and Peoria. And that's going to be a great bipartisan celebration.
So you guys can get along again.
We will always find a way to get things done.
All right. Thank you, Governor. Governor Rauner, you can visit his campaign website. You can also visit his regular state website. They are separate for legal reasons, but the governor talking about the budget and also about the upcoming battle with J.B. Pritzker.